Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out all the archives and articles and lots of other stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Michael Chandler is there. He's been with us before. He's the guy who helps us make sure that we, when we talk to our customers, when we reach out to our customers, that we understand why they might reach back for us. Michael is the president of Chandler Marketing Company. He's won 41, count them, ladies and gentlemen, 41 Silver Microphone Awards for outstanding advertising. His book is called Dream Weaving, The Secret to Overwhelming Your Business Competition. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, my friend. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Nice to be here.
I like the way you think about customers. I like the way you think about reaching out to customers. You say in your own way, through your dream weaving methods, you say the things that I've been telling small business owners for a long time. And the fundamental thing that I tell them about reaching out to customers is the price war is over and we lost.
That's right. With the advent of the Internet, or at least its widespread use, and very soon, if not already, it'll become the, or has become, the fifth mass medium, radio, TV, magazine, newspaper, and we're getting pretty close to the Internet being the fifth. Mm-hmm. That completely leveled the playing field, and businesses that use practices of the past, and that is focusing on having a product and being competitively priced, and that's where it pretty much stopped, product and price. Those days are over because the Internet has changed everything. That doesn't mean that you're no longer need to have a product or that you have to be competitively priced, but that only allows you the chance to hang a shingle outside that says sweater store or accountant or bank. It doesn't distinguish you. In today's superheated marketplace, the key is distinguishing yourself, and product and price isn't going to do it anymore.
Well, everything, and this is a thing that I keep banging out as often as I can, Michael, and that is everything under the sun today is a commodity with one exception, and that's the way you deliver whatever it is that you sell. That's the only thing that isn't a commodity, and it might be if you're not careful. What do you think?
I think the emphasis is on, in your statement, if you just focus on the word you, that is, you are the one thing that distinguishes your business from all others. Mm-hmm. Everything else could be found with some other business, some other place, but there is only one place that you can find you. Now, I know maybe some of your listeners are thinking, well, isn't that rather egotistical? Just consider that the person you're trying to reach, whether or not they admit it publicly, because I think most people, I would like to think most people are humble and don't go around bragging about themselves, but each of us is a human being, and I would think all your listeners fall within that category. Each of us is trying to figure out what's in it for me, and when you say, what is the it, what is it that's going to make me happier and better off in life? Because that's really all any of us is searching for, ultimately, the wish for happiness and being better off. So we try to find people and products and commodities that will help us to be happier and better off.
Explain for us. I know you've done it before, but explain to us again what you mean by dream weaving.
Well, dream weaving is the way to distinguish you and your business from all other businesses, including the Internet. Dream weaving establishes what I call an emotional bridge between you and one other person. You being the business owner or operator, and the other person being the customer you wish to attract, of true lifetime significance and loyalty. I know many businesses figure, well, if you're going to attract somebody, you've got to have some sort of come on or giveaway or gimmick. And actually, those tired tactics no longer work. I mean, if in business today you said, you know, I've got to get that door to open, I've got to get that phone to ring, so what I'm going to do is tomorrow and tomorrow only, I'm going to have a one-time special offer. Everybody who comes to visit me gets a free $100 bill. And I can guarantee you're going to be very busy that day. You know, work long hours, and your back will kill you when you get home at night. But you haven't done anything of significance. You haven't attracted someone to stay with you and to do business with you. It just, you're spinning your wheels. So dreamweaving does not, it relieves you from that no-win rat race and establishes an emotional bond between you and the person you're trying to attract, which reestablishes or establishes customer loyalty for the first time. It's kind of like, do you have children, Jim?
Of course, yes. And grandchildren.
Okay, well, you know that with your children and grandchildren, I'm also speaking to your listeners right now, that even though when they were teenagers, they gave you many sleepless nights, and sometimes they didn't do their homework, and sometimes they dropped their dirty socks in the hallway, and sometimes you had to stay up till 3 in the morning because they promised they'd be home at 11, and they didn't. We all know that as parents or grandparents. Yet even so, because you have an emotional bond with that child, you will forgive them their errors. Mm-hmm. Even if I were to come to you and say, Jim, I cloned your daughter using a hair from the bathtub drain that I stole last night while you were out to dinner. I cloned her, except I made this clone perfect. She never argues. She never disobeys. She always comes home before you even asked her to. She always does her homework. All of the things you ever wished for. I said, Jim, I'll tell you what. I've heard that you're having some trouble with your daughter, and I've got a duplicate of your daughter right down to your flesh and blood, and I'll swap you straight across. And besides that, I'll give you 5 car wash tokens, free checking for life, and a dinner certificate. And I'll say, Jim, would you do it? And I'm asking you right now, would you do that if I could swap you?
Probably not.
I think probably definitely not. Even if you've had another difficult night with her the previous evening, it's because you say, well, if she would just listen a little bit more, I know she's going to come around. She's kind of like a work in progress. So you say, no thanks, Michael, and I leave. That is the emotional bond I'm talking about.
But how do we get our customers to feel that strongly about us?
One word, care. Got to care about them.
And when we come back, Michael's going to tell us how we can get them to care. We got to care about them, but then we got to get them to return that favor, don't we, if they're going to really come back, especially when we make them that cloning offer. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Michael Chandler is our guest. His book is called Dreamweaving. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Chandler, the author of Dreamweaving, The Secret to Overwhelming Your Business Competition. You said something to us, Michael, about, by the way, before we go any further, tell us where the book's available.
Oh, it's at any local bookstore. I think probably the fastest way would be to, I'm going to use the I word, not IMUS, internet. If you log on to Amazon.com or any of the bookstores there, you can probably have it delivered overnight.
All right, so check that out, folks, Dreamweaving, and your own website.
You know, actually, Jim, I've avoided that website because I work with such a unique group of wonderful people. I've been spoiled to death.
Well, you need to get one, Michael.
We'll set that up for you.
You need to take care of that next time. when we went to the break, I asked you, how do you get people to avoid the competition, to resist the urge to leap, to go somewhere else? You said you have to care. Now, you meant that we have to care about them first, and I agree with you, but how do we get them to care about us?
Well, I want to, as far as the foundation goes, ladies and gentlemen, remember that every human being, and I'm also talking to the person who looks at you in the mirror every morning, All of us each day searches for another human being who cares about us. We search for many things each day, but you cannot have a relationship of any significance, of any value, if it isn't built on the one word and the one emotion of caring. If one person does not sense that the other person does not care about them, sure, you'll take their free $100 bill, maybe, but you're not going to have any relationship of significance, of duration with them. So you ask yourself, well, then how do I tell people that I care? Actually, there are three steps. If you do these three things, the other person will understand that you do care about them. The first thing you need to do, and this may sound odd, but you need to listen to the other human being that you wish to have the relationship with. A lot of people feel that the best communicators are the best talkers. That's not true. The best communicators are the best listeners. I'm not talking away about the way your teenager has often listened to you, where you say, will you please listen to me? And the teenager looks at you in the eyes, but you know that they're thinking about Saturday night and whether or not you're going to give them the car keys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about genuinely listening. Then after you listen, which is an active task, you will understand the other person's point of view, whatever it is. I'm not saying you necessarily agree with it, but you will understand the other person. Every person listening to me right now knows how good it feels when another person listens to them and understands their point of view. So far, with the first two steps, you haven't said anything. Listen and understand what you've heard. And the third thing is, only then do you begin to talk. Because you've listened and understood what's important to them, now you have some basis in which to converse with them. Now, when most businesses advertise, they don't listen. They certainly don't understand because they haven't listened to the customer. They just talk. They talk about their business. They talk about how great they are. They talk about their sweater, and they talk about that they're open. Businesses that only talk and don't listen and understand, that is a doomsday tactic. In the case of a marriage between two human beings, that's certainly a relationship that you wish to have a long-lasting relationship with. Solid marriages are based upon listening and understanding, and only then talking. Divorces, and one out of every other one of us is going to be in a divorce or has been in a divorce, those relationships focus on the third thing. Talk, talk, talk. People only talk about themselves, and the other person says they never listen, they never understand. So if you want to know how to establish an emotional bridge with your customer, listen and understand them, and only then tell them how your product will help them to be happier and better off.
Well, don't we also need to find out what they want?
Absolutely.
Because, one of the things that I do, Michael, is I talk a lot about differentiating between, for small business owners, differentiating between what our customers need and what they want. What they need, they can get anywhere. What they want is customized. Only we can give them our version of what they want. And if we can find out what they want and give it to them our way, those who like that, I think, will want to come back. What do you think?
Of course. And actually, Jim, if you boil it down, a lot of people talk about needs and wants. There are only three needs in a human being's life. That's water, shelter, and food. That's it. Those are the only three needs. Everything else is a want.
Mm-hmm.
And if the business understands that, all right, they don't need me, they don't need what I have, what they do is they want what I have. They just don't understand the process between me and what they want. So how do we do it? Listen and understand. When you do that, you'll understand that, okay, what you really want, like a lot of people in banking, a lot of people say, well, people want money. Yeah, banker will say, yeah, that's what they want. Nobody wants money. And that kind of shocks many people because we're all working hard for it every day.
Right.
What you want are the things that the money gives you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you get into the dreams. Like
I need money, but I want a new car. That's the difference, isn't it?
There you go.
Hey, Michael, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Give us that website. No, you don't have a website. You're gonna have one next time we come back, though, right?
Have to listen for me on your program.
Michael Chandler. The book is called Dreamweaving. Thanks, Michael. See you next time.
All right, Jim.
Got to go for this. No. Just don't go away. I'll be right back after these messages. Skip Miller will be with us when we come back. Stay with us.
You're gonna want me for your first.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.